This is a news update from the Streaming News and Sports Programming Network, SNSN.
Lots of rain falling in Connecticut as a result of Storm Elsa. We could see as much as 4 inches of water before it's all said and done. Plainfield First Selectman Kevin Cunningham told us that there's a culvert on Gendron Road that needs to be replaced and just happens to be causing some issues with the water right now. He says they're putting up signs and distributing sandbags as needed, as well as evaluating every call that comes in from residents. First Selectman Todd Babbitt states that as of noon, there are 33 people without power in the town, but the only real travel issue is water piling up on Slater Avenue with the road construction. Lisbon First Selectman Tom Sparkman is reporting no major issues, but some folks are calling for sandbags every so often. Eversource says there are only minimal outages so far as a result of the storm. The National Weather Service is saying that by the end of the afternoon, Elsa will have moved on her way out of the state of Connecticut. Well, we know election season is right around the corner. It'll be here faster than we all think. And a couple of folks have already announced their re-election bids. Todd Babbitt in Griswold has announced that he will be seeking a third term as first selectman in Griswold. And Tom Sparkman in Lisbon has announced he'll be looking for term number 13. Griswold Board of Selectmen held another special meeting on Thursday to discuss the claims of sexual harassment against the town's building official, Jack Cipriano. What we know so far is that there was a hearing last week during a previous special meeting where representatives from all sides discussed their positions. Last night, the board went into executive session and no decisions were made, and no meetings were scheduled to further discussion at this point. Cipriano's position with the town is in question, and this is not a criminal case, just so you know. Cipriano remains on paid administrative leave with the town of Griswold. SNSN will continue to update you as more information comes available. The borough of Jewett City will be welcoming two new resident state troopers soon, as the current troopers will be reassigned to different departments. Trooper Valancourt has been promoted to the rank of sergeant, and Trooper Matt Ray will be moving to the Major Crimes Department. Two troopers have been assigned to Jewett City as a temporary measure. Troopers will have to apply for the position, and there will be an interview process. The Board of Directors of Jewett City Savings Bank announces the selection of Michael Alberts as the next bank's president and CEO, which will take effect on September 8th upon the retirement of Kevin Merchant, the current president and CEO. Since 2015, Mike has served as the senior commercial loan officer and member of the bank's senior management team. He's a former first selectman in the town of Woodstock, and he served 12 years as a state legislature in Connecticut's General Assembly, where Mike helped lead the banking committee with nearly 35 years of banking experience. Mike is a resident of Woodstock. He's been there for over 30 years. Things are going quite well for the Jewett City Little League right now. Championship season is underway, and yes, we already have some champions. The 14-year-old All-Stars defeated Coventry on Thursday, 6-3 at Griswold High School, to win the junior league title. In the 11-12-year-old All-Star District Finals, Jewett City took game number one last night in the best of three, also against Coventry, by the score of 5-4. Game two will be played in Coventry this coming Sunday. The time has yet to be determined. SNSN carried both of those games yesterday, and we will also be carrying the game on Sunday. And as far as the time is concerned, we will keep you updated.